Instead of going for the more commercial title of To the Stars, writer-director James Gray uses the phrase's Latin meaning of ad astra for his new project. The gesture says a lot about the film. While it features an A-list star in Brad Pitt and sets him off on a goal to save the world, make that the universe, superhero antics play no part in this serious, probing portrait of a man trying to live up to an impossible goal. Dominated by the hype surrounding his deceased, famed father, Pitt's astronaut finds himself lost in space as he tries to connect his past with a threatened future. Like Gravity and Interstellar, Ad Astra features impressive visual effects and strong acting as it explores the meaning of life. But that causes a heavy search, one that proves long and slow. The idea of hurry up and wait might make sense given the story's many military characters, except that nothing about the film moves fast. A rephrasing applies something like slow down and wait some more. Pacing that crawls like thick syrup gives plenty of opportunity to appreciate the nuances in actor Pitt's fine performance, one that relies heavily on subtle facial shifts. As a man who fights emotion, Pitt carefully lets feelings show, whether in the welling of tears in his eyes or with small twitches. But no laughs. Humor plays no part in the life of Pitt's astronaut and shows up only rarely in the movie. That scarceness means the one comic take in the film lets its performer shine. Natasha Lyonne of the series Orange is the New Black comes across as fresh, natural, and funny in a brief sequence as the clerk who clears travelers through to their destination. She lets them into Mars with an ironic casualness, since her New York accent and manner come right out of any airport today. Other recognizable faces show up, including Donald Sutherland, Liv Tyler, Oscar nominee Ruth Negga of Loving, and Tommy Lee Jones. But Ad Astra remains Pitt's show, one he handles with command and sensitivity. His character and performance divine the tone of Ad Astra, controlled and thoughtful rather than fun and adventurous, making it a slow ride rather than a joy ride. For KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.